Time has gone, well, hasn't quite gone. It's getting to 10 to 5, and we are really, really pleased to have in studio with us today Alko Ngobesi. He is from the IFP, and he is the Gauteng Provincial Secretary. Thank you so much, sir, for coming into our studio to talk to us. We are very, very glad to have you here with us today. I was saying in an introduction in an hour ago, the IFP is a name that we've all grown up with. We all know about the IFP and have known about the IFP our whole lives, but I'm not so sure we actually know all that much about the IFP. This is your opportunity. Why don't you tell us about the history of the IFP?
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for having me, and good afternoon to you, sir, and to your listeners as well. The IFP is a party that was established in 1975, 21st of March. You'll remember that the founder of the IFP, Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi, he's a former Youth League member of the ANC. Yes. At that time. He worked with politicians such as O.R. Tambo, Walter Sisulu, Nelson Mandela, you name them. They were expelled together at the Fort Hare University with some of the shenanigans that they did there, you know, at that time. But IFP was founded in 1975, along the principles of the founding fathers of the ANC, as it appears in 1912. Not this ANC that we see today. This one has changed completely, and it's now the ANC which only cares for themselves. So the IFP was then established, along those lines, and, we've been going strong since then. We just celebrated 44th year anniversary here in Soweto on the 21st of March this year. So, yeah, the IFP is there.
When I said to certain colleagues of mine that I was going to be speaking to someone from the IFP today, the first question that they came out with and asked me to ask was about your leader himself, saying there's only ever been one leader of your party. And what does that say? And what are your succession plans for Mr. Buthelezi?
Yeah, no, I think it's a good question. I think everybody is asking that question. The IFP is going into the internal conference, elective conference in July this year. He has already announced that he's hanging up his gloves. He's no longer coming back. Indeed, he's been always been elected by the conference. Remember, every 5 years we hold our internal elective conferences. So he's been always elected and unopposed. You must remember that Prince Buthelezi, he's a founder of the IFP. He did not join the IFP. So most of his ideas we take it from him. So it's always been like that. But the normal
change is coming, you're saying?
The change is coming in July. He has already, we already identified somebody with the name of V.F. Hlabisa, who we agreed upon at our. I'm also a member of the National Council, which is the highest decision-making body between conferences. So in that meeting, we elected a candidate who's going to come in when he retires. So there is a succession plan.
So why don't you address the perception of your party being a Zulu ethnocentric party catering to kind of Zulu nationalism. Mm. How would you counter that? What's your response to that?
Well, IFP has never been a Zulu party at all times. Remember, as we speak now, the chief whip of the IFP in Parliament is Naren Singh, who's an Indian. The former Secretary General of the IFP is Mrs. Nkomo, who comes just from here, from Soweto. Nkomo is a Tsonga-speaking person. We've got Mbango, who is also from Limpopo, who's running our administration. So the IFP, Liz Elfander-Meva, who runs our media, she's an Afrikaner. So IFP has never been a Zulu party at all. We believe in diversity, you know. That's why we got all these people I just mentioned in the IFP. So we believe we can't have a Zulu IFP as a Zulu party when we've got branches in Limpopo, we've got branches all over the country. So it can be.
Does your party have a historical issue with overcoming the perception that it, what's the word I'm looking for? There were those who went into exile and took on the government from out of the country, and there were those who chose a very different route and associated themselves with developments within the country. I'm talking about the Bantustans. I'm talking about, and it seems to me that that was the route that the IFP chosen. Is there anger towards you today? Are you dealing with a legacy of having made an unpopular decision?
Absolutely. Our leader was verified for that. In all corners, he was called names, was insulted, for not, taking up arms. Because we believe that we need to find a solution, peaceful solution around the table. This is why we had CODESA 1, CODESA 2 in Kempton Park. So we always believe that arms were not a solution. We had to negotiate and negotiate until we come up with the best solutions for our country.
We have a very important day in 2 days' time. An overwhelming sense that I have from people that I'm talking to, younger people in particular, is when I ask them what they're going to vote, they tell me they're not going to vote.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? And what's your message to the youth out there, to the millennials who say we're staying home?
Well, it's quite sad if there are people who are thinking like that. I will really plead with them to go out and vote for the party of their choice, hopefully the IFP, because the future of this country belongs to the youth. They are the future leaders of this country. So if they don't vote, exercise their rights. If you're not happy with a particular government, not voting, you are not really doing anyone a favor. You are really just allowing the wrongs to carry on, and while you are watching. So they must go out, vote for the party of your choice, make sure that you vote for the party that you think it will deliver for your future.
So you said something interesting a short while ago. You said you represent the values of the original ANC.
Yes.
Presume we're talking 1912, yes, thereabouts. Explain to me a little more about that, and what makes you different, and why people should vote for you.
Well, right now we are still the IFP that believes that no sexist. South Africa belongs to all who live in it, and you know, all that. This is how the ANC was originally was made.
So, what's your stance? Sorry, I'm jumping, but it's just an interesting point. What's your stance on land?
Well, we believe that there must be expropriation of land, but with compensation. People bought, those that bought the land, they must be compensated. You can't just take the land away. Land grab, we don't believe in land grab. We are not going to allow any land grab. In KwaZulu-Natal, we've got Ingonyama Trust.
I was just going to raise that,
yes,
thing, because that's a massive land holding, yeah, organization, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite huge, under the trustee of Ingonyama himself. So, that project is going very well. Nobody's complaining in KwaZulu-Natal, and that's one of the things that we are talking about.
Sorry, I did interrupt you, but question that I asked was how you differentiate yourself and what makes you different, you know, why people should vote for you on
IFP Wednesday. is bringing the clean governance, the governance with free from corruption. You'll never hear one IFP leader who's been named, whether it's Zondo Commission or anywhere else. We believe in a clean governance. Our leader believes that the money that belongs to the community must go to the community. We hate corruption with passion. This is what is different of the IFP from any other political parties that we see today. We were in charge of KwaZulu government for many years. We are the only government that brought money back when the new government took over in 1994, when the rest of the homelands, you know, they misused all that money. So IFP is a government that we can trust.
So I've got your manifesto open in front of me.
Yeah.
I'd like you just to address one or two points that you raise here, because I don't know the detail of it, and it certainly makes education. What are you going to do with our very broken education system?
Well, first of all, the IFP believes in early childhood development. We are also saying then ensure that there's safety, safety and security in our schools. What you are seeing today, children get stepped in the schools, teachers get stepped. There's no securities in those schools. We need to create an environment which is conducive for learning and teaching. Currently, it's not happening. So once we get that right, then we teach children as young as they are how to use the technology and so on. This is what the IFP is saying.
You talk about safety, security, and justice, a crime-free society. How do you aim to achieve that?
Well, professionalize the policing. Make sure that we employ more policing, you know, police women and all over. Ensure that you pay them well as well so that they don't get...
no incentive to be crooked.
These bribes and stuff like that that we are seeing. So ensure that you pay them well and we believe by doing all that, we can overcome all this crime that we are seeing in this country. You know, women and children are no longer safe in our streets. Because of not adequate policing that is taking place.
Sure. And just before we go to news at 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, sorry, I don't know what's the matter with me today. I was thinking about gender equality. Is that an important issue for the IFP?
It's very, very important. We believe that women should be empowered as well. This is why we were the first, in fact, in KwaZulu-Natal government to appoint the MEC of Education, Nkosi Shandu, who was a woman, to be appointed in that position. So it's very, very, to us, it's paramount. That has to be addressed at all costs.
Stungo Besi, the time has gone 5 o'clock. We're going to take a news break, but hopefully you'll stay with us and we'll come back and continue speaking.
Thank you, sir.
So thank you for remaining with us. Certainly was an interesting discussion in the last 10 minutes of the last hour. We've got a little time left, and there are a couple of questions that I would like to continue to raise with you. One question being, why was the IFP's performance as dismal as it was in the 2014 election? How do you account for that?
Well, remember, a new party was born within the IFP, which was called NFP in 2011. So some of the former national chairperson of the IFP, Zanele Gamagwaza Msibi, then she decided to form her own political party, which is the NFP. She took some of our members with her at that time. But as you can see in 2016, you can see that we have turned the tables. The IFP is growing very rapidly. You will see in 2016. Local government elections, we are already doing well in terms of that. You can see the IFP is doing well in by-elections. We are currently in control of more than 15 municipalities in KZN. We are in a coalition government. We are governing the city of Johannesburg together with the DA. We've got MMC for transport is from the IFP. Former MMC for housing was an IFP member. The IFP is growing. We have gone past that stage when
Do you think the turnaround is coming?
The turnaround is definitely coming.
What are the polls saying? The polls that you have belief in, where are they putting your support at?
They are putting us at 2% as we speak. Remember in Gauteng, 2014, we got 0.98%.
Okay, so doubling. Yeah. It's a significant growth.
So it's doubling. If you check the polls now, we are almost 2%. So we are very, very happy with that achievement. So we are growing.
With 2%, you are going to be in the position of kingmaker in certain provinces.
Yes.
Seems to me that the influence that you may have may exceed the number of votes even cast because of the way the results might play out. Do you have a policy? Have you gone public in terms of who you will and won't coalition with?
No, we have not gone publicly yet. We are still going to meet as a party immediately after After the 8th of May, the highest decision-making body, the National Council, will then assemble itself and look at the options. But we will not go to a collision with people who are corrupt, if I may put it like that. We want people who have got at least the same ideas as the IFP, so that we can share the ideas how to run the country. But we already, we knew that no single party will win it with an outright majority. So we are happy that we will also be a kingmakers in the province.
Yeah, and it seems to me like that is a real possibility. Mm. In terms of clean audits, have you done well or badly in that regard?
Well, all our municipalities, I just told you that we are running almost 15 yeah. municipalities in KZN. All those, unqualified or clean audit. Unqualified or clean audit. There's no disclaimer, there's nothing like that, because we believe in a clean government. If there are any signs of our mayor or councillor or anybody showing some form of corruption, we show you the door. That's how we operate. So that's how we have survived so far.
Now I'm going to put you on the spot. We are a Jewish community radio station.
Yeah.
Israel is very important to many, many listeners. Mm. What is your stance on Israel? What is yours, the IFP's stance on Israel?
Well, we have seen our leader. He's been here in Johannesburg. He was invited by the deputies.
The Board of Deputies,
yes. Where he was awarded. And so we are very close with the Jewish community. We have marched in the, we have seen us marching in Pretoria together with the DA and marching for peace in Jerusalem and anywhere else in Israel. So we there is this long, lasting relationship between ourselves as the IFP and the Jewish community.
An argument that's been made by many, many people is that we all need to vote ANC because Cyril needs a strong mandate in order to give him the power to take care of the factionalism issues within the ANC. What's your response to that?
Well, Cyril Ramaphosa has been there. He's been there when Zuma was stealing money to Nkandla. Cyril Ramaphosa was there when all the shenanigans were happening under his nose. He cannot stand now and say he's holy and he's not involved. He was there. He was part of the elected leadership of the ANC when all these shenanigans were happening. I don't believe in that. ANC have got their own policies. Ramaphosa is not going to change those policies just to suit himself. He's going to work with people like Ace Magashule, who's deeply involved in a lot of corruption that we hear every day. So those are the things that we don't believe that Cyril Ramaphosa alone can change, the direction of our political arena in South Africa.
There's a lot of dismay. A lot of people are hopeless at the moment. A lot of people are feeling marginalized. And are you hopeful for the future of South Africa?
I am hopeful. I'm really hopeful. I just wish that people will come to their senses. South Africans must now really wake up and smell the coffee and know that they don't put all their eggs in one basket. This is a time that South Africans, when they vote for all the parties that they think they can make a difference in their lives.
Thank you so very much for coming in to speak to us today. One final question. Would you be prepared to make a prediction? You're going to put your head on the block and tell us what the results are going to look like after the ballots close?
Well, I know that here in Gauteng, ANC is not going to get the outright majority. I know that elsewhere in KwaZulu-Natal, the IFP has made, we have made a very strong inroads. And so I'm very optimistic that the IFP is going to do well.
So we've been speaking to Mr. Alko Ngobesi. He is the provincial secretary, Gauteng provincial secretary for the IFP. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for taking the time and trouble to come into studio to talk to us in our community. It won't go unnoticed. It won't.
Thank you.
Good luck for Wednesday.
Thank you.
May we all be living in a better Thursday. That is for absolute sure.
Thank you.